This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Despite more attacks in Kyiv, reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Tuesday there is a positive mood in Kyiv following news of Ukrainian attacks on Moscow.
People are quite happy about this event, and not because people suffered or, you know, not because there are damages, but just because Russian citizens experienced something that Ukrainians experience every night for the past months, and even in some areas more.
Find Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. There are crucial days ahead as the White House and congressional leaders work to pass a compromise package in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Officials say the U.S. risks default as soon as June 5th. President Biden says he feels good about the deal negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and has been calling lawmakers ahead of this week's votes in Congress. There are still concerns about the deal's passage, with some hard-right conservatives criticizing the lack of deep spending cuts they wanted, and liberals denouncing policy changes like new work requirements for older Americans in the food aid program. The full House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
South Korea's military says North Korea has launched a purported space launch vehicle after announcing a plan to put its first military spy satellite into orbit. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff on Wednesday did not immediately provide further details. A satellite launch by North Korea is a violation of UN Security Council resolutions that ban the country from using ballistic technology because it's regarded as a cover for missile tests. This is VOA News. Refugees in Kenyan camps are believed to have been hit by a cholera outbreak as the population in the facilities grows rapidly. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Doctors Without Borders says 2,786 refugees have been affected so far, and that there's an imminent risk of outbreaks of other gastrointestinal diseases. The Dadaab camps host more than 300,000 people, and with a biting drought in neighboring Somalia, the numbers are on the rise, straining water and sanitation services. In 2016, the Kenyan government had announced plans to shut the Dadaab camps over concerns that extremists from Somalia's Al-Shabaab group were hiding there, making the camps a conduit for smuggling weapons. But the United Nations had urged Kenya to reconsider the plan. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The United Nations says that for the first time in Syria's 12-year war, people in every district are experiencing some degree of humanitarian stress. The world body said Tuesday a staggering 15.3 million, nearly 70% of the population, need humanitarian aid. A UN appeal for $5.4 billion to help over 14 million people in Syria is less than 10% funded, and the UN World Food Program has warned that without additional money, 2.5 million people are at risk of losing food or cash assistance from July. U.S. health officials say sick workers are tied to many restaurant food poisonings. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to an investigation by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, food workers who showed up while sick or contagious were linked to about 40% of restaurant food poisoning outbreaks with a known cause between 2017 and 2019. Norovirus and salmonella, germs that can cause severe illness, were the most common cause of 800 outbreaks, which encompassed 875 restaurants and were reported by 25 state and local health departments. The CDC is calling for better enforcement of comprehensive food safety policies like hand washing, keeping sick workers off the job. I'm Norman Hall.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia, her family announced Tuesday. Carter, now 95, remains at home with former President Jimmy Carter, who has been receiving hospice care. Married nearly 77 years, the Carter are the longest married first couple in U.S. history. The family said in a statement that Rosalynn Carter, quote, continues to live happily at home with her husband, enjoying spring and planes and visits with loved ones. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.